This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. It's time to get politics out of faith. That's the message this morning from a perhaps unlikely source, a group of conservative Christians. This morning in Washington, D.C., they're releasing what they're calling an evangelical manifesto. The document aims to reclaim the word evangelical in the name of religion. The leaders say today's political culture wars have stripped the term of its older, more spiritual meaning. Richard Mao is president of the Fuller Theological Seminary in Pasadena, California, and he's one of more than 80 Christian leaders who supports this manifesto. He joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be with you.
If we could start off, if you could answer, what does the term evangelical mean to you personally?
It really centers on two very important things. One is a belief in the supreme authority of the Bible, and secondly, with a very central emphasis on Jesus Christ as the Savior that God sent to deal with the problem of human sin.
So what is this manifesto calling for?
This manifesto says that we're concerned about the ways in which that label, evangelical, has come to be associated with the religious right, so that there are many of us who really do want to claim that label because we believe evangelical means evangel, gospel, gospel people. And at the same time, we don't want to be identified with a narrowly defined political agenda.
Why? What's been the effect of that, being associated with this particular political ideology?
Well, it means that some of the things that we care most about, and that is witnessing to our faith, people turn us off or they enter into the conversation with stereotypes of us because they assume that, we all sound like Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson, and it keeps us from saying and doing the kinds of things that we identify with the center of our faith.
A number of prominent Christian leaders across the country are not among the list of those who've signed. What do you say to those who say they want to remain political?
Well, I think that we have seen in the last 30 years or so, the evangelicals really became prominent in American political life around 1980 with the formation of the Moral Majority. And I think that many of them have a vested interest in promoting and using their religious leadership to promote a certain kind of political agenda. And when there are those of us who want to say we claim the label, even though we don't necessarily identify with that political agenda, that ideology, this obviously will create some tension.
There's been some talk of a bit of a rift between older conservative Christians who focus on issues like abortion, same-sex marriage, and younger ones who might be a bit more concerned about things like the environment. Do you think this manifesto will help seal that rift at all?
I think that's, for many of us, that's part of the motivation. There was a George Barna survey recently that reported that many younger Christians, including many younger evangelicals, see evangelicals as narrow-minded, bigoted, and mean-spirited people. And I think that, many of us care about providing an alternative evangelical identity that will allow that younger generation to continue to be concerned about some of the central issues of the faith without having to, without having to identify with the religious right.
Richard Mao is president of the Fuller Theological Seminary. Thank you.
Thank you.